Today, Shira Mishnah Brura Yomi in the second chelik of Mishnah Brura in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, which Mitzvah Shem will finish today, is on Daf Chav Beis Omud Beis. And we begin with the Mechaber in Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Achar Sha'anu Ha'am Baruch Hashem Ham Varach Li'olam Vo'ed, Chozer Ha'mevorech Mi'omer Baruch Hashem Ham Varach Li'olam Vo'ed. When the person is getting his aliyah for the Torah and he says Baruchu, and everybody answers and responds Baruch Hashem Ham Varach Li'olam Vo'ed, so the person who got the aliyah should also say after that Baruch Hashem Ham Varach Li'olam Vo'ed. Why? Kidei Lichlol Ha'mevorech Atzmo Bechlal Ha'mevorechim. This is to include himself in those that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shouldn't be the only one in the entire shul not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody says, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed. Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. So he shouldn't exclude himself from that. So therefore he says it as well, Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains, Ayin La'el Shom B'Sif Katan Dalit Mashik Osafti Shom. We've already discussed this previously in Siv Katan Dalit. And if you look in Dir Shufut number 27, he brings down that there we discussed, She'ein lo l'mevarech lanos amein achar sh'anu atzi b'brach shem amvarach. He doesn't say amein. Does the tzibur answer amein to his bracha? Also, the answer is no. Although there are some deos that say that he should, but l'maisa, we don't answer amein. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Afilu Beirach Birchas HaTorah Liatzmo. If a person in the morning said Birchas HaTorah to himself, as we all are supposed to do every morning as we learn in Halachos of Birchas HaTorah, and then even if he just immediately said the Birchas HaTorah, he's a Kohen, he came a little bit late to Shul, he's early for the next minute, and he just said Birchas HaTorah, and they call him up to get the Kohen's Aliyah. V'teikef Karul Likros Batorah, and immediately after he just said the Bracha Asher Bracha Banu, we call him in, they call him up to get an Aliyah. Tzorich Lachzor Levarach Asher Bracha Banu. He has to go say the bracha a second later again, now when he gets the aliyah for the Torah. Why? The Mishum Kvar HaTorah Niskina Kishikori B'tzivah. Because this second bracha of Asher Bracha Banu is not a true Birchas HaTorah to allow him to learn Torah. That he already said in the morning. This one is a covet for the Torah that you should make a bracha before you read from the Torah, and therefore he makes this bracha again, even though he literally just said it. We don't make a separate bracha of Asher Kishon Mitzvah B'tzivanu Likros HaTorah. The Prima Gadim explains because the bracha that we say lasok with every Torah in the morning, that really goes on the laning technique that we have. So this is a bracha that's purely for Kavanah Torah over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Tes writes, Haynu shlo amar shum pasuk achakach. We're talking here in the situation where the person just said, Asher bracha banu mikol amim nasalanas Torah sol bracha shem nosein Torah. He gets called up immediately. He didn't have a chance to say any of the psukim that we normally say at that point to learn immediately after say Birchas Torah. He's called up to get the aliyah. He goes up there and he says again, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher bracha banu, etc. Why? Siv Katan Lamed, because of Kavana Torah. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says this means to tell us, Velovei bracha zu brachi seruta. This is not considered an extra bracha, an unnecessary extra bracha. However, in order that the first bracha should not be said on nothing, because normally we do learn psukim, we say Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, we say El Dvarim Shein Lam Shir, we do say some learning right immediately after we normally say Birchas HaTorah, so that the bracha should, so to say, not go on kiddi, not go on nothing. Therefore, the Prichadish writes, and also other Achronim, the Yira Likro Al Koponim Pasuch Echad. At least try to say one pasuk, and they call you up, so you have literally the time that you're walking up to Sefer Torah while they're finding the place. So quickly say, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Kigon Yivarecha Derech Hiluchel the Sefer Torah, as he's walking up to the Sefer Torah. That's the preferred way to do it. Siv Tes. And the Chaber writes, Im Kira'uhu Likros Betorah. A guy walks into shul, he hasn't had a chance to say his own Birchas HaTorah, and they need him, he's a Kohen, let's say, they call him up for an Aliyah. So, Kvar Niftar Milavaruch Birchas Asher Bracha Banu. So he makes the Bracha, Asher Bracha Banu, as the Bracha on the Torah for the Aliyah that he's getting, so then when he's done, he doesn't have to go remake that Bracha again, because he was Yotzei both for the Kovenat Torah, as well as the Birchas HaTorah Bracha that he's required to make, Asher Bracha Banu. The Lo Gara Mimi Shniftar Biava Rabba, because he certainly can't be worse than somebody who, if we had already learned previously, says Av Rabba and didn't say Birchas HaTorah, so Bidyeva, the Av Rabba that he said, can be Yotze him in saying Birchas HaTorah. So here he actually said Birchas HaTorah, albeit not for the purpose explicitly of Birchas HaTorah. He said L'Kovet HaTorah to get the Aliyah. Nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us that he is Yotze Bidyeva in this fashion and doesn't have to say Asher Bracha Banu again. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph brings out the Yotze b'mashe berech al Torah bracha zu, he is Yotze with that bracha. However, Siv Katan Lamed Beis, he explains that we've already learned this in Siman Mem Zayin Siv Zayin about the halachas of Av Rabba. The Kosva Achronim, however, the Mikol Mokum Lo Domri Legamre LeNiftar BeAv Rabba, but it's not 100% comparable to Av Rabba. When a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah and then he said Av Rabba, and he had in mind that the Av Rabba would serve as Birchas HaTorah, so then there the Hosam Yotzah Bezeh Gam Birchas Asher Kitchon Mesosovet Zivonu Lasok with the Torah VaHarevno etc. That Av Rabba fulfills all three, two or three. However, we'd say it's the, how many Birchas HaTorah. Whether we say that a Baharevna is a separate bracha, not. So he is Yotzei all of the brachos of Birchas HaTorah by saying Av Rabba, as opposed to here, Mash Ein Kein Hocha, Lo Nifta Rak, Be Birchas Asher Bracha Banu Levat. Here, when he got the Aliyah and he said the bracha on his laning, Asher Bracha Banu, that's the only bracha that he doesn't have to repeat again. But after he's done with his Aliyah, he should go and say, Lasok with the Rei Torah and Harevna. Aval Idoch, these other brachos, Tzorich Lahashlim. He has to, in fact, go back and say them. V'yom Rachakach, Birchas Kohanim, Shurgilim Lomar Tomid. And then he should say, Deyavrecha Shem Yishmerecha, the psukim afterwards, so that the bracha doesn't go kiddi, it doesn't go on nothing, but it's going on something particular. The issue footnote number 28 brings down that ideally, im yesh lo shos, if a person has time, so he gets called up to the aliyah, he's a kohen, you're walking into the shul, they need him for the aliyah, he's the only one that knows how to read the maftir, etc., whatever it might be, and he's going up there to get the aliyah and hasn't said Birchas HaTorah, so as we mentioned, his yotzei technically with the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is going to make up there, but ideally, he brings down from the Prima Gadim, he should try to say the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah and Harevna on his way up to get the Aliyah. And he brings this down from the Eshel Avram, who says that the bracha Tzivonu Lasok B'Divrei Torah and Harevna, ideally you should say this before you read from the Torah, because the bracha is V'Tzivonu, and that's always before you get the mitzvah. We say with Tzivanu, we're commanded to do this before you do the mitzvah. The bracha is always over El Asiyasim, so before you get the Aliyah in the Torah, if you can possibly, as you're walking up there, say these two brachos, that would be the best thing. And then you can be Yotzei with Asher Bracha Banu for both the Kavod HaTorah as well as the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Bracha Achrona, the bracha that we make after the laning. This is the bracha of Asher Nosa Lonu Toras Emes, which is the girsa that we have over here in the Mechaber, Zu Torah Shebichsav. This is a reference, Asher Nosa Lonu Toras Emes, is a reference to the written Torah that we got on Har Sinai. V'chaye Ha'olam, that's the girsa that the Mechaber has, Nota Besochenu, that's a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. So we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, which is one Torah, of course, and you can't learn one without the other. You need one to explain the other, one to understand the other. It's all one Torah that was given on Har Sinai. The Mishnah Brewery in Sif Kotten Lam Megimel writes, the Gir says, V'chaye ha'olam, that's what the Mechaber has. However, umin hagenu lomar v'chaye olam, not ha'olam. And this is, there's a whole big machlokis in the Rishonim and Achronim in terms of the exact girsa. In fact, the Alocha Brewer brings down that the Nusuf that the Svardim and the Eidos HaMizrach say is, Baruch Atah Hashem Akinu Baruch Olam, asher nosan lanu es torato, torat emet. And they have a slightly different girsa in the bracha as a result. I'm not sure why the Mechaber does not bring this down, but this is in fact the girsa of the Rambam. Homach Lokis is whether you should say V'chaye Olam. Some have the girsa Chaye Olam, but the more proper minhag is to say V'chaye Olam. It would appear to me that you're connecting the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why that Vav, Hachibur, is necessary over there, and that's why in fact is the girsa that we say V'chaye Olam Atabasuchainu. There is another girsa, l'chaye olam, but again, the more correct girsa seems to be the way that we have it, v'chaye olam, without the hey, but with the vav. Sivkot Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, nota besochenu, so this is the reference to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, so he says this is based upon a pasuk, al shem ha'kosev in Koheles, in the 12th perek, pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says, divrei chachomim kadorvonos ukimas meros nituim. This means that the words of the Chachamim are like ox goads. Those are the things that you hit the ox with to make it go. And like nails that are planted, the sayings of our Chachamim are considered over here like very well-planted statements. And therefore, this is the reference over here to the Torah Shebaal Peh. The issue footnote number 29 brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nota netia besolcho uma ha-yisraelis shenuchal l'chayos bol yolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted us in a way that we are here and we'll be able to live forever because of the Torah that is given to us. Ki haTorah lenefeshi kamo Eitz haChayim shebeGan Eden. The Torah to us is, so to say, like the Eitz Chayim was in Gan Eden. Sha'ochel mipirio, if anybody eats from its fruits, hayachai lenetzach, he would be living forever. So too, if a person learns Torah, that gives him his chiyus, that gives him his life. V'chein yichya or haTorah es haGuf v'yamideu lenetzach. So too, the or of the Torah, so to say, supports the body, supports the guf, and allows us to live eternally. So there really are some very deep concepts over here in this bracha of Asher Nosan Lanu. We should certainly have in our kavana over here that it is talking about that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us both the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebaal Peh that are truly the source of our sustenance in this world. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, HaKori B'Torah, Tzorech Lechos B'Sefer HaTorah B'Shas Bracha. When a person gets an aliyah, he should be holding on to the Torah at the time that he gets the bracha. So Ashkenazim, we have the Eitz Chaim, the handles at the bottom of the Torah, that's what a person should be holding on to. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'samchu minog zeh, amashinemar b'Yoshua. This is based upon the pasuk in Yoshua, where it says, lo yomush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha, that this words of the Torah shall not leave your mouths. Chazak v'emotz. And the word chazak means to hold on to. That's also why the custom is when a person concludes one of the svarim of the five chumashim, so we say at the end, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, so that's also an allusion over here to chazak, hold on to it, and it will strengthen us. So therefore, that's where the minhag is over here, that we hold on to the Sefer Torah based upon this pasuk when a person makes the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hei writes, how do you hold on to the Sefer Torah? Haynu diyechos ba'amudei Sefer Torah. You hold on to the amudim, you hold on to the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, at least for Ashkenazim. He says, v'ayin and the bach and the taz, sheskimu, de be'eis ha'kriya, tzorach gamkein lechos b'Sefer Torah. And likewise, during the laning, a person should also hold on to the Sefer Torah. Now here you have the Baal Kriya, who has to hold on to the Sefer Torah, so he's supposed to really hold on to the Sefer Torah with his right hand, and the person who's getting the aliyah should also hold on to the other of the Eitz Chaim, and he should hold on to it with his right hand as well. There are those that have the custom, they would hold on to the parchment, not unto the Eitz Chaim, but you don't touch the parchment directly, so they would hold on to it with some sort of a cloth, or their talis. And he says, look in the Morgan Avram for more details about this. After the laning, achar kriya, minog lenashek haSefer Torah, many people have the custom to go and kiss the Sefer Torah. They take their tzitzis, or they take the gartel of the Sefer Torah, and they touch around the place of the laning. I heard from my rabbi, I don't have a specific source to this, but I think it may be from Rav Moshe, that a person shouldn't put their tzitzis or the gartel on the print itself, because you could rub it away. So you touch to the side of the print where there's clear cloth. If a person, Rachmona Litzlan, has to spit at that point in time, Yarok, he should spit before he goes and kisses the Sefer Torah. And he should spit off to the side, the Afmin Atzad, the look and egg of the Sefer Torah, and he should spit to the side, and not, of course, in front of the Sefer Torah. The Osir, that's Osir, as we've already learned in Yoridea, Simin Reish Ayin. And only after he spit should he go and then kiss the Sefer Torah, Yachakaki Nashik. Again, they had very different customs in terms of hygiene, in terms of they would be constantly spitting. There were spittoons all over the place in shuls years ago. So by us, this is not really noeg. Nobody would spit in shul. It's considered improper hygiene for a person to spit publicly. If a person does have to go and get rid of saliva in his mouth, he takes a tissue and he takes a hanky, discreetly goes and removes the saliva from his mouth. But you shouldn't do this after you kiss the Sefer Torah, because then it looks like you're disgusted and you're spitting it out. If you have the saliva in your mouth, you have to get rid of it. You do this before you kiss the Sefer Torah, and not the lo yinashek v'achakach yorok. You shouldn't go and kiss the Sefer Torah and then spit. It looks like you're not happy that you kissed the Sefer Torah. Sivkot Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sefer Torah is that, which implies the mashma shetov so biyodo. Lo yimush Sefer Torah hazeh mipicho, that we go and take it, chazak v'mas, and strengthen ourselves. So it's not so much from the word chazak, as I implied before, but it's from the word sefer Torah zeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, the mashma shetovso biyodo, that you're taking it in your hand. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, lo hisker sheyesh lechos es amudei sefer Torah aydei mapa. You don't have to hold on to the handles, the Eitz Chaim of the sefer Torah, using some sort of a mapa, of a cloth, or your talis. Kamosha kosov lahalun legabe yeriyo satsman, as opposed to the parchment itself, you shouldn't touch with your actual hands. If you have to adjust the parchment for whatever the reason, the minhag is to go and take your talis and adjust it, or some other garment and adjust it. And this is the halacha that's brought down in the Mitzvah Shemolernis in a week or two, in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Sheyochel lechos es amudei sefer Torah Torah below mitpachas, that the handles, the Eitz Chaim, you can hold without a mitpachas. However, in the Shaar HaTzion over there, kosef shekein poshat haminog. And this is, in fact, the way the minog has been poshat. This is what people do. However, the Mishnah Berurah there does bring down that there are those that are machmir, that there are machmirim, lichroch es amudi sefer Torah bekitzos hatalis b'shas hagbah. There are those people that when they hold the Eitz Chaim, they also wrap their talis around it and don't touch the Eitz Chaim directly. And he writes, v'hosif shebemokim shalonogu hakol lasus kach, if this is not the common minhag in your shul, so even if somebody wants to be medakdek for this minhag, he shouldn't do this in a way that will be recognizable to other people, because that makes you look arrogant. Mishum yuara. Brings down from the Chazonish, Shemutu lechos esamudi asefer biyadov b'li hefsek talis u'mitpachas. And in fact, the Chazonish said one doesn't have to be nitzar for this one, and this I think is a very common minhag that people do hold the Yatzi Chaim without a talis intervening between the hands and the Yatzi Chaim. The issue footnote number 31 brings down from the Shaar Ephraim that when we're talking here about kissing the Sefer Torah, we're not talking about what I mentioned before, that a person kisses the Sefer Torah after he gets his aliyah on the spot on the side and then says the bracha, as is the common minog, but he says that this is actually a reference to after you're leaving the bima, dainu achar gemar habracha, kodim shebistalik mimenu, before you leave the Sefer Torah, that's when they had the custom to go and kiss it as well. The Halacha Berurah brings down that by Sfardim, they are nagu b'shas habracha oches b'shte yodo b'yirios ha-sefer Torah de mapa. That Sfardim, with their Sefer Torah today, they still have this custom that they hold the parchment. They don't have the atzayad. Their Sefer Torahs are written differently. Same content, of course, but just a different appearance of the way the Sefer Torah is. So the Sfardim have the minhag that they hold on with their talis to the parchment itself. And after the bracha, meisir yodo asmolus v'nishar oches b'sefer Torah b'yodo ha-yomanus. He brings down that they have the custom that while they're getting the bracha, they hold it with two hands, and afterwards, while it's being read, they only hold it with their right hand. Similar to what I mentioned, the Ashkenazim, after you get your bracha, you're not holding on to the both Eitz Chaim, you're only holding on to the right Eitz Chaim with your right hand. He also brings down that there are different customs in regards to kissing the Sefer Torah. He says there are those certainly that do kiss it, there are those that don't. He also brings down that Sfardim had the custom to say Chazak or Baruch after the person concludes his bracha after getting an aliyah. He also brings down that amongst the Eidus HaSfardim, there are those that before they get the Aliyah, they say, Hashem Imochem, and the congregation responds, Yivarechecho Hashem. But they don't actually say Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, they say the word Hashem. That concludes Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. Now we'll just start Simen Kuf Mem, which is Dine Hefsek with Birchas HaTorah. What are the interruptions in the halachos of interruptions of the Birchas HaTorah? The Mechaber starts off and he says, HaKori BaTorah V'Nishtatek. If a person is getting the Aliyah in the Torah and he is incapable of going on, for whatever the reason, he can't continue in the Aliyah. So HaOmed Yaschil Mimokum Shehischil Arishon V'Yivarach Batilu Basof. So then the person who comes up to replace him, so he starts from the very beginning. He has to make a new bracha Rishona, he has to make a new bracha Achrona, obviously, at the end. And he also starts from the very beginning where the first person had the Aliyah from, and not from where that person left off, where they were up to in the laning. He brings down, however, Ulah Rambam Lo Yivarach Batilu. The Rambam says you don't have to remake the bracha Asher Bacha Banu at the beginning, but you will have to, of course, make a bracha at the end, because the person didn't make the bracha at the end. He stopped in the middle of the lady. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nalef explains, V'kol shekein im nishtatek tekef la'achar ha-bracha kodim shi'ischu l'kros. If the person who's getting the aliyah get sick, or whatever the reason, he can't go on, and all he did was make the bracha, and he hasn't started the laning, certainly the Eino Yotzei Hasheni B'Brachosu, certainly the second person has to go and remake the bracha Asher Bracha Banu, and can't rely upon the first bracha that was made. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis explains, Rotzu Lomar, Avolo Yaskel Mimokum Sheposek HaRishon V'Yivarach Lefneim L'Achrayim. The person getting the Aliyah in place of the first guy that can't go on should not just pick up the reading, let's say they were on Pasuk Dalet. He shouldn't just continue reading from Pasuk Dalet, but he has to go back to Pasuk Aleph of that Aliyah and make a new bracha beforehand and read the entire Aliyah and then make the bracha afterwards. Why? Shemkein Yu Osam Apsukim Shekaru HaRishon Yisbaruch Lefneim L'O L'Achrayim. Because if he started by Pasuk Dalet, and even if he made his own bracha then, so then from Pasuk Dalet until the end of the Aliyah, let's say Pasuk Yod, so that would have a bracha before it, and that would have a bracha after it, and that would be fine. But the first three psukim that were read, they would only have a bracha in front of them, and they wouldn't have a bracha after them. And certainly, and if he started Pasuk Dalet and didn't make a bracha at the beginning, and he only made a bracha at the end, then what would be? It would be the Havalei Harishon and Bracha Lefnehem, Velo Lachreim. Then Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, which were read by the first guy getting the Aliyah, would have a bracha before them, but but no bracha after them. The achronim in pasuk dalu through yud, they would have a bracha lachrayim v'lo lifneim. They wouldn't have a bracha before them. Therefore, the eitzah that's brought down over here by the Mishnah Berurah explaining the mechaber is lekach maskel mimokom shischel rishon. You start with the place pasuk aleph that the first aliyah was getting, even though he read pasuk aleph beis and gimel. You reread them umevarach lefem lachrayim, and you make a bracha beforehand and you make a bracha afterwards. So then all of the pesukim have a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. You can't rely upon the bracha, according to the first opinion of the Mechaber, that the first person made. Because his intention wasn't to be Yotzi anybody else. Everybody is intending to make their own bracha for themselves and not to be Motzi anybody else. He brings that from the Achronim, but he doesn't have to repeat Baruch Hu again. That the Baruch Hu that the first person said could go for everybody. But he does have to repeat the entire bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Sivkot and Dalit, he brings on the Rambam, disagrees. He holds, Yisraelei, the Somech HaBirchas HaRishon, because of Achronim, the Ikah Kedei HaRishonah. He does allow you to rely on the first person, but the Allah is Ki Ikah Dei HaRishonah. That concludes today's shir.